Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced from alexmerced.com, and what I want to talk about today is just sort of a brief sort of, now that we're in the last days, like tomorrow's the election, sort of what is my, in brief, recap, the overarching story to learn, the overarching takeaway of human behavior from these elections. Bottom line is this: when people are frustrated, they'll try something new. When people are scared, they're going to run to safety. Because if you take a look at 2016, the election was just a big election of people being very frustrated with the system, with politics in general. They weren't necessarily scared. They just didn't like what they were getting, and they wanted to try something different. For some people, that meant voting for Trump. Okay, even though he wasn't your traditional sort of Republican candidate, it was like, okay, let's try him out. For some people, it was voting for a third party, whether it be the Libertarian Party or the Green Party. Okay, and you know, the Libertarian Party got I think its highest vote total that year. So the idea is you had a lot of people who were frustrated with things as they were, so they tried something different. That's what people do. Okay, if you're frustrated with a service, you're frustrated with a provider of some sort, you switch providers. Now, the difference is in 2020, people are no longer frustrated, they are scared. Okay. Now, when you are scared, you don't go explore the vast blue yonder of the world. You stay at home. And I mean, people are scared mostly because of the coronavirus, mostly because of the pandemic. I mean, while people were frustrated politically in 2019, 2018, people weren't big fans of Trump's character, but the economy was good. So a lot of people were like, okay. It was looking like it was going to be an environment where Trump could win re-election, that he would have the advantage. But this global pandemic, again, this is a global thing, okay? So, you know, I always find it odd when people try to make it seem like this is some sort of concerted attack on the U.S. when this is the whole world is going through this. It put everyone in a state of fear. I mean, whether the government's telling you to stay at home or not, most people are choosing to stay home because they're scared. Okay? In the same way, people are going back to where they feel safe politically. Okay? So, a lot of people, and that means different things to different people. Okay, that means going back to the party that you were originally at. So, a lot of people who voted third party are going back to the Republicans and Democrats, voting for whichever one they feel more comfortable with. A lot of people who voted differently and voted Trump, even though they wouldn't normally vote a Republican, they probably went back to the Democratic Party because now they are scared. Okay? And a lot of Republicans feeling that Trump is sort of this X factor are voting Democrat because Joe Biden in particular represents sort of a safety of sort of status quo politics. Okay, I mean, literally, you can find a candidate that sort of represents sort of the status quo, sort of the things as they've been, more so than Joe Biden. Joe Biden, you know, is kind of like the right candidate at the right time. The candidate who says, "Hey, let's go back." You know, I'm as safe a person as you can vote for political wise. You know, because he's your real deal politician. He just does sort of. He's a political weather vane in the sense that he just kind of follows what's kind of going on in the world and votes accordingly and pushes accordingly on the issues. He's not a very ideological person. And, I'm not a Joe Biden fan. He's supported a lot of legislation that has bothered me. I am not a Trump fan. He has abused executive power. He has a poor character, which I've mentioned in previous politics matters. Because especially the character of your leaders has a tendency of resounding within the culture and changing the character of the culture. So I do necessarily agree that there is sort of this grander cultural thing at stake. I'm not a fan of both candidates. I'm not scared because I follow politics pretty closely. I know this is just how things go. I'm still frustrated. I'm still looking for something new. I mean, I am happy with the Libertarian Party. When I mean something new is I'm looking for society to choose to do something new. Because at the end of the day, the real solution is each of us as individuals. We can, you know, you can vote whatever politicians you want, but if people don't realize that what happens in their neighborhoods, what happens in their families, what happens in there is a large part of the function of the way we associate with each other. Okay? Because that's, you know, as a society, okay, it's our choice to be kind, to be forgiving, to be generous, to be tolerant. That choice resounds in the way society works economically, culturally, etc. Okay, think about it this way. If people can't forgive each other, hold grudges, which turn into hatred, okay, and sometimes you're not necessarily, there's someone who has, sometimes who you need to forgive isn't even someone who's hurt you. It's the idea of someone who's hurts you. When people sit there and they hold resentments over the idea of immigrants, or they hold resentment of the idea of, you know, a particular group of people, if you take a look at it, like, you know, in racial and gender lines, okay, the lack of the ability to forgive, even in the abstract, which at the end of the day, like, these abstract collectives, they don't actually exist. I mean, immigrants are individuals. Everyone along different racial lines are individuals who made their own mistakes and had their own successes. But at the end of the day, we have these abstract ideas that we use to as scapegoats and whatnot. And if we can't break away from that holding a grudge, then what happens? You then have this urge to control, to punish. Okay, and that's what drives a lot of the worst parts of government, because people elect people to punish those, to control those they think that have wronged them. Okay, whether you think it's you know, the business owners and the entrepreneurs and the rich, who have castigated you into perpetual poverty, or particular racial lines that have constructed the system, and you know, it's not to say that there aren't elements of this that actually exist, in the sense that not that someone orchestrated some large systemic thing, but the fact that people who are pursuing their own interests have encoded things in policy and created cultural memes that have kind of perpetuated over generations that actually do oppress people. But you don't fix that by holding a grudge. You fix that with forgiveness. Because once you forgive people, people can coexist. Once you are kind to people, we can coexist. We can get beyond the abstractions that hold us back. You know, and to me, that's what I want to hear. I mean, that's what I think a presidential candidate should be focused on. At the end of the day, like, there isn't much policy-wise that you can do that truly fundamentally changes the world. You can roll things back, lower taxes, roll back regulations, that can help get certain good things going on the way economically. But at the end of the day, if we don't choose to coexist, at the end of the day, it's choice. Everything's a choice. But if we don't choose to coexist, okay, how are you supposed to have voluntary transactions if people don't choose to associate with each other? How are you supposed to prevent that impulse to control and punish from manifesting itself if we can't forgive each other? And the way you prevent those things from happening is through forgiveness, through kindness, through generosity, through outreach in your communities. It's you creating that environment where people believe in humanity, believe in the good parts of humanity, that they don't want to necessarily restrain humanity. Okay, the more we hold resentment, the more we hold grudges, the more we assume the worst in others, the more we just perpetuate what people assume are the worst things, which are oftentimes, ironically, are the reasons they want to control humanity. Even though, again, of course, the people who are in charge are just as flawed as those who aren't. But yeah, that's my takeaway. My takeaway is that technically, when you're thinking about change, an environment of frustration is a lot better than an environment of fear. Fear keeps people doing what they've always been doing. Frustration gets people looking for alternatives. In this example, and I feel confident that the results of this election, whether you're looking at the vote totals for the Republican Party or any of the third parties or the emerging parties, will reflect that. Okay? And it's not necessarily a statement on how any candidate, on the organization or effort of any particular party, but the nature of the mindset of the electorate, of the cultural zeitgeist of the moment. So you always have to take a look at it in the context, in the sense that, yes, it's going to be a tough year to be sort of a emerging party voter like myself, but I still think there's going to be a lot to look back and say, hey, things went well in context that this is an environment that should really not be kind to us. But at the end of the day, we focus on the change we want to make, and that change goes into helping inspire people to control their lives. Okay, and hopefully the words that I've said in this episode string some sort of chord, or strike some sort of chord, that hopefully allows you to share this episode with others, or re-articulate some of the points that I've made in a way that people make different choices, that people take a little bit more control of the world around them, and practice a little bit of the best of humanity, so that way we can unleash humanity and free humanity to maximize those goods. My name is Alex Merced from alexmerced.com. You can always learn what a libertarian is over there at Libertarian 101. And subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, you name it, I'm there. Have a great day, and I'll see you later.